Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Pill organisers are not only designed for blind and partially sighted people, but obviously if you have difficulty identifying which tablet is which, and especially if you need to maybe take several different types of medication, then it's imperative to make sure that you're taking what you need when you need to take it. These organisers are basically an arrangement of compartments into which a sighted person, maybe a friend, a family member, a carer or a pharmacist, will place the tablets. So everything that needs to be taken at one particular time is in just one place, one compartment. RNIB has several pill organisers that they sell, and they've made sure that they're all in some way easier to use for someone with sight loss. And one model, the Talking Med Centre, even has a talking alarm to remind someone when to take their medicine. Leslie Duro from RNIB told us a little more.
The pill organisers are really if you are actually taking medication daily and maybe sometimes a number of times throughout the day. So it could be that you're actually taking tablets in the morning and the evening or continuously throughout the day. So what they do is they enable you to store your pills for that day or for that period, and you can actually get a bit organised for the week ahead or for that day. So they really help you maintain a consistency and a reminder, really, of taking your tablets when you need to.
And is it true to say that most of them, if not all of them, provide a sort of compartment into which these pills can be put that have to be taken in this period of time?
The people that actually need the organisers tend to have to take medication on more than one type of medication. So they may be on four or five different tablets for that time for different conditions that they might have. So each section is large enough to contain a number of different sized pills. So you have actually got them all together for that one time rather than having to constantly open little pill boxes and then taking them and counting them. So they're large enough, they're at compartment each. So if, for instance, you've got one for the week and it's one day every for each of the days, the compartment's big enough to hold a number of pills that you need. Alternatively, if you have to take medication throughout the day, say morning, noon, evening and night, those again will be separate compartments. So again, you can actually make sure that you've got the right tablets, because again, it might be that you don't need all the same tablets throughout the day. It could be a different tablet each time. So you've got them each set into the pill organisers for you to be able to take.
I guess a compartment with a lid is by definition a tactile thing, but how do people identify which is which?
Each organiser has a large raised print on there. So if you're, you know, partially sighted and you can read, it'll either have something like MTW, so you know it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But some of them also have an initial letter in Braille. So again, if you're a Braille reader, you'll know what tablets to take for each time of the day or for each day. And the key thing is, sometimes you have people, family members or carers, who actually organise the tablets for you for the week or for each day. So you're relying on them and their support to be able to get the right tablets in for your medication to be taken as it should be.
And the different compartments, you have different models, I guess. Is that so that you can either have, if, for example, you were talking about maybe one lot of pills a day or several lots of pills in a day, morning, afternoon, evening, whatever it might be, can you subdivide into those different compartments separately?
There's the pill box, which actually has compartments for each day of the week, but also it has four sections, so morning, noon, evening and night. You can take that out of the box and then take it away with you if you're out for the day. So it's also portable. There's also the 7-day pill organiser, and that for each day, you have your medication for each day. So it's not broken down into different parts of the day, so it's each day. And again, that's portable. You can take that out with you. The other organiser that we have is really for mainly staying at home or if you're going on holiday, because it doesn't have those sections that you can take out and it's less portable for you.
And we talked about the compartments. I mentioned a lid. Do they all have the same kind of pop-up lid? I mean, how do you actually get the pills out?
Most of them have flip lids, so they're nice and secure. But the Dosset pill organiser, which is less portable because it doesn't break down to each day of the week, it's a fixed unit. For each of those, they have a slide compartment. So you have to slide the lid down, and then that reveals the tablets for each of those periods of the day that you need.
Right, so you kind of slide it down for the morning pills, slide it down further for the afternoon,
yes,
and then further for the evening and then the night
yes
time. So, yeah, you get to them that way. So we've said that these organisers, the various ones, they're tactile because by definition they've got a compartment. You talked about the different sorts of writing on them and raised letters that, so people can identify which is which. If someone's totally blind or they want more accessibility options, do you do any other sorts?
We have a med centre pill organiser that also has an alarm clock. So it's a talking med centre. It's very similar in the sense that it has the compartments, but it's for the whole month. So you could have somebody who's coming in for the whole month, has actually organised your pills for each day and for each period of that day. And then you just take that tube out that you need to and take your medication. The good thing about this one is that it has an alarm clock. So if you do need to take medication maybe four times a day, you can set the alarm up to four times a day to remind you. So it could be the morning, the noon, evening. You know, you can adapt it. You don't have to use all four alarms. It could be three or it could be two. So again, that's just a nice prompt to remind you to take your medication. It's a bit like a calendar. Each tube is for one day, so you have 31 compartments. So, like I say, you would get somebody to help you organise your medication for each day in the compartments, and then you've got it set for the month ahead.
The next reminder will be the morning alarm at 9 a.m.
And that's what the Talking Med Centre Pill Organiser alarm sounds like. With the built-in alarm and with separate compartments for different times of the day over a full month, this is understandably the most expensive model that RNIB sells. It costs £44.95, which is the price exclusive of VAT for blind and partially sighted people. The 7-day pill organiser, which we heard about, which has one compartment for each day of the week, retails at £2.95. The jumbo portable pill organiser, which helps you organise four doses of medication for each day of the week, is priced at £7.96. And the dosset pill organiser, this is the model that has a clear plastic sliding lid, unlike the pop-up lids on the other models, costs £11.95. These last three models' prices are all inclusive of VAT. And you can ask for more information about these pill organisers by phoning RNIB's helpline on 0303 123 9999 or by emailing helpline@rnib.org.uk.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.